I have recently come to realize that I have turned out very much like him. We hardly exchanged a word until the next Saturday morning, when my small blue suitcase, until then used only for our annual summer holidays in the West Country, was packed and my father drove me in his new green Humber up into the hill country of the Northern Dales. It was a very hot summer and the car was stifling. For some reason of his own, my father insisted on driving with the windows closed. The heat shimmered off the road and the desiccated grass on the verges. We had not visited Aunt Millie since I was a baby. I had often half listened to my mother and father discussing her and Uncle Simon at the dinner table. I dimly recalled that my father disapproved of the fact that Aunt Millie had no children, and my mother that Uncle Simon was so often absent. Because of the war, his visits home were likely to be less frequent. I knew also that they lived in a village that my mother had referred to on more than one occasion as godforsaken. During our journey, which took far longer than I expected, after we had reached Skipton, the roads became increasingly narrow and tortuous. My father began talking about the war.
"I am going to treat you as a grown-up, Martin. As you know, a battle is being fought in the skies above Kent and Sussex.